Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you guys. Major happenings. And look, the air got taken right out of the balloon last night. I got excited. We had a game 7. Was going to lock in and watch that. And 5 seconds into the game, Halliburton blows his Achilles.
Hitting 3 threes.
Yeah, it's almost like playing on a strained calf could lead to a torn Achilles. It happened with Durant. It happened with Tatum. And it happens here. The point I'm making is, Tyrese Halliburton, for our purposes here in Detroit, is dead until 2027. Just like Jason Tatum, just like Damian Lillard. So this is going to go one of two ways. You are either more inclined after last night that the Pistons have to make a big move. The time is absolutely right now. It's not 2-3 years from now. It's not let it simmer, let it percolate. And it's certainly not the, you know, gripping yourself 3-1-3 toughness, we all we need crap. Or you're even more emboldened that the fact that the East is this open, you believe the Pistons have everything they need. And it is 3-1-3 and toughness and things.
Right.
So I want to know where you're at, because now, look, take these with a grain of salt, but they're fun. Title odds are out.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cube, here's what they think about you.
Right. This isn't gospel, but just think of this as a guideline, as a measuring.
Okay, so the favorite is going to be the OKC Thunder.
Yes.
And frankly, I don't know that it matters what anyone does in the next 2 years. I don't know that anyone in the East is beating OKC. Because if anyone beats OKC, it's probably San Antonio or Houston.
Yeah.
The point is, OKC is plus 220. The Cleveland Cavaliers, a seismic gap, plus 800. Mm-hmm. So they're number one in the East. Okay. New York Knicks plus 900. But we almost beat the Knicks. Yeah. Well, they don't value it.
Number two in the East.
Okay. Rockets are third. The Boston Celtics at plus 1300. I just got done telling you Jason Tatum's dead. They're trading Drew Holiday. Somehow plus 1300. Plus 1300, the Orlando Magic. Okay. Now there's four teams in the East. T-Wolves, Lakers, Nuggets, Clippers, Warriors, Spurs, Mavs. Now, here is what really is going to chap your ass.
Here's what they think
about you. Here's what they think about you. The number five team in the East, the 76ers at plus 3,300, and the number six team just lost their best player. Plus 4,500, your Indianapolis Pacers. Mm-hmm. The Pistons are a distant seventh in the East at plus 6,500. You know the side Rico and I are on. This is the basketball gods sitting on Trajan's shoulder and tapping him going, going to make a move now? All right, I'll kill another superstar. Going to make a move now? Guys, what side are you at? Look, draft is this week. What do you want to do? Because Durant, I didn't want him, and he went to the West. It doesn't impact me. Desmond Bane, you know how I feel. Major move by Orlando. I think Orlando should be higher on this list in the hierarchy of the East, but so be it. I am team move. If you're not, tell us why. Because if you're, look, they are saying you and the Bucks are the same thing.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
And so, the Bucks don't have Dame. He's injured.
He's dead. Yeah, I think his career's over.
I'm just saying, between him and Tatum and now Halliburton,
right,
all in the East.
So does it draw you into a move? Or does it make you recoil more? No, let's hang on to all our pieces. We're going to do this ourselves. 248-539-9797. Because the offseason is started. The big trades are starting. Draft night is supposed to be explosive. Believe it when I see it. But it's supposed to be explosive.
I mean, if this is a sample, the Kevin Durant trade, then maybe. But,
okay. David, closer to a blockbuster, further away, based on what took place with Halliburton, amongst others.
I am personally closer to a blockbuster. Last night, when the minute that happened, the light bulb just went off. It's like, oh my gosh, look at the East now. Yes, you have Cleveland. Yes, you have the Knicks. But if you make that move, you could be right there with those teams, because I don't right now see anyone else that could be right there. So, yes, I am closer to a blockbuster. But what I am afraid of is that they see it as the Lions see it.
There it is.
We get healthy with everyone else not being healthy, and we'll be just fine. That concerns me 1,000%.
You know what we should do near the new signage they put up for the draft is underneath the Detroit sign, we should put in cursive, Detroit, we love our guys. That's all this city is.
Yeah.
We love our Detroit, the Motor City, we love our roster.
The slogan for everybody. It actually works. I'm with you. I think, you know, you got to make the move now. I don't know what certain teams are going to look like years from now, looking at the San Antonio Spurs, looking at Dallas, looking at other teams that may turn out to be a dynasty. Heck, when your Celtics come back, Mike, depending on what happens.
Yeah.
But at least for next year, you could have what it would be, what, the eighth or ninth new person to win the title. It could be you.
I just think you sell your soul to the devil, basically. If your backcourt is Ivy and Cunningham, you need to sell your soul to the devil to add a wing to this mix.
But I think for a lot of people, it is Ivy is that person that we're missing. It's like for the Lions. We don't need to make a move on defense, Mike, because all our guys are coming back from injury. So therefore, think of those guys as free agents, as trades. We got them all back. Run this thing back. I think the same for a lot of Pistons fans. Ivy, look at what we did without Ivy. Look what we did without Beef Stew.
Yeah.
They'll be healthy.
One problem.
We should go further.
One problem. Well, there's multiple problems. A, I have an IQ north of 50, so that line of thinking doesn't work. B, it's not mutually exclusive from that being true and getting better. You can do both. So it's really a childish conversation to have, and I'm not going to do it. But if people believe it, tell us why. Tell us why half the East dying. The 1A in Milwaukee, dead. The 1 in Indianapolis, dead. The 1 in Boston, dead. Why wouldn't that draw you closer to a move? This thing on? Because the offseason's here. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for Red Wing fan. The offseason is happening in real time.
And the thing that I noticed, like I said, Vegas odds are not the Bible.
No.
But it's a guideline of kind of it's what they think about you. It's what the people think. And for Pistons fans, they're like, oh, well, we're going to be in the top four.
No.
Actually, you're not. They got Boston ahead of you, minus Tatum.
I mean, do you realize, and there is a gap, but after Milwaukee, who's right behind you, you're plus 6,500, Milwaukee's 8,000. Every other team is north of 12,000. These are the undesirables. Mm-hmm. Essentially, the Pistons are the second to last team that gets out of bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. Because then it's the Heat at 22,000. Right. The Pelicans at 26,000. The Hawks at 37,000. And then, by the way, nice league, NBA.
Oh.
There are eight teams at plus 50,000 or worse.
Well, put it like this, Mike. You're probably going to be the last team because after Milwaukee gets rid of Giannis, their numbers are going to drop. And that's going to make you
or if they decide, if he decides to stay and they build around him, they'll go ahead of you.
They'll jump you. Yep.
I want to know what side of it you're on because the moves are happening. This idea, let's wait and see. Well, look, Orlando didn't wait and see. No. Houston didn't wait and see. And we've already talked about this. There's nothing for you in free agency. A trade is what needs to commence. So if you look at Indy stepping back, Boston stepping back, and Milwaukee stepping back, Rico and I argue you're being invited. Make a move. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, if you recoil further, why? Tell us the why. Maybe that's why you're not calling. You can't form sentences other than 3x5s with tired-ass Detroit cliche. I don't know. Going to work, lunch pail, like our guys.
See, and I'm going to say give us a call at 248-539-9797. Just don't give us that, but tell us why.
Like, is your
no judgment here. No, we're not going to yell at you.
No, but is your belief in Ausar Thompson the reason? Is it, Jalen Duren's going to walk in and hit 73 three-pointers next year? What is it that you think you will have that will win the East? Because here's the thing. Tom Gore's comment irked me. And I don't like being irked. But the idea of, we're going to win a playoff series. I don't care about winning a playoff series. I want to go to the NBA Finals.
Can't wait for that banner to go up.
Right, the we sure tried banner.
We won a series.
Be right up in the rafters with a framed shadow box of Kelsey's specs. What are we doing? That's the question.
Yeah.
Because to me, the basketball gods are speaking. They are telling you, Detroit, the time is now. Make a move. But you know what? Hey, it's hot out, 248. Whatever you guys want to do today, 248-539-9797.
You could tell us about the grilling you did over the weekend.
You can go to hell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. NBA draft Wednesday night at 8. To trade or not to trade? That is the question. Halliburton, blown Achilles. Add him to the scrap heap of stars in the East that won't be playing next year. Rico and I are on the trade list. It's time. And look, before we get to the people, let's just take a quick look. Now, I did not want Kevin Durant here. I did not think that was the move for this franchise. But look at the cost of acquisition. And we battled on this with listeners a few weeks ago. It's like, no, it's not that KD would be overly expensive. It's that he's not a fit. He's 36, going to go on 37. I don't want a two-year extension. But it was Dylan Brooks. It's the number 10 overall pick, 5 second-round picks, and Jalen Green. Right. Well, if I spec that out for this roster, it would be Tobias Harris. It would be one of Holland or Assur. It would be not 5 seconds, but it would probably be 2 firsts.
Right.
The point is the cost of acquisition was not crazy. That was the best offer that I think Phoenix was ever going to get for him.
Okay, I know how you feel, but you don't equate Jalen Green with Cade?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
One's a winner, one's a loser.
I know how you feel about him, but
Green
I'm saying
is
one,
a loser.
The number 2 overall pick was part of that deal.
Yeah, he's poop. But my point is, it wasn't a crazy.
So nuanced.
Sometimes you don't have to be.
Gotcha.
Walks like a duck and quacks like a duck. It's a duck.
Kind of like Stephen A. with the Halliburton injury.
He
died on that hill. It's like, yeah. Will you finally admit that he was hurt? Like, I don't get it, but go ahead.
That's it. I just wanted to offer it that, like, when we get into this trade stuff, for people that are, like, super scared of some of this, look at what Orlando gave up for Bane. Look at what Houston gave up for Durant. I don't find either of these things to be overwhelming.
No. What's going to happen if you do make that bold move? Detroit is going to sting a little bit. I'm not going to say it hurts, but it's going to sting because you're going to lose maybe one of your favorites, not named Cade, in order to get better. And maybe that's where a lot of people don't want to do that because they just think, oh, well, if we hold this all together, we'll win. Like OKC, except for they made a deal and their best player was not drafted by them. Just want to point that out.
Let's go to the people. But again, Kevin Durant did not fetch nearly what some people thought. And I think it's worth just noting.
No, I mean, because Phoenix had to give up more to get him there than they got back in return.
Also really going to help Phoenix when they take Jace Richardson number 10. Because they're running that like a fantasy basketball.
I got to think that some of those guys that they have are going to be up on the trade blocks because right now I think they got 5 or 6 two guards.
That's a bold strategy. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I totally agree with you. In fact, last night even made me more on your side than I already was. But I know you guys talked a little bit earlier in the show about like a take that you were right on and stuff like that. But it feels like when it comes to the Pistons and Detroit teams, I'm in a constant battle like with my friends and some of my family about sustained success. Like, I don't believe like in sustained success. I feel like you have to go all the way when the time is now, and running it back for what? To finish 6th in the East and maybe win a series again? I'm not interested in that. Like, I want to win it all. Like, this was a great first step, but the Knicks series showed us we didn't have enough. And I don't understand on the side. I was listening to Costa this morning about how there's this debate about how running it back is even an option at this point, because I don't see Asar Thompson ever turning into a guy like Jalen Williams. And I'm just curious, Mike, because you've always said the East is wide open next year. Do you think with Tatum and Halliburton being out, it will affect the playoff chances for both of those teams? Like, could you see a path where both teams miss the playoffs? And my other question is, what are, like, your big trade targets now for the Pistons? Like, what do you think's the most realistic trade target that could get us to the finals next year against a team like OKC?
Well, it depends. Okay, there's a lot in there. So, right. One, let's just get the Indiana and Boston thing out of the way. I don't think Indiana misses the playoffs. I think they have good structure. They'll make it. The Celtics are not going to look the way they look today. I absolutely question whether the Celtics make the playoffs. If they trade Holiday, KP, Hauser, hell, if they trade Jaylen Brown.
And what happened with Tatum? What was his injury again?
Blown Achilles?
Achilles, okay. So he could come back.
He's just rubbing salt.
No. I couldn't know.
This guy's unbelievable.
I was like, was it the ACL or was it the Achilles?
So, well, whatever. Nice Superman commercial. The point is, Joe, I've said it from the beginning. I think one of the most interesting targets would be Zion. Cost of acquisition blended with upside. 3-year deal, yeah, not a 5-year deal.
I'm a little worried about Zion, maybe some of the weight concerns, but like if you come here to Detroit, I think a guy like Bickerstaff is someone who won't take a lot of nonsense. I think he'll stay in shape.
You've built a culture, and a player has to assimilate to that culture. Who knows the player better than Trajan Langdon? If they don't do it, it means Trajan didn't want him, and I'm totally okay with that. But you asked me a question, Joe, and I owe you that answer. That, to me, is still the most fascinating guy that could elevate you to be a team that could win the East. If he comes here, it'll be the first time Zion has real structure. Think about that.
And I don't think you got to break the bank to get him either. I think it may just be a couple of moves. I think you're going to be like, wow, that's all it took? Yeah.
What was Costa's case for keeping it, Joe? I need to hear this again.
Well, he talked about like how well the Thunder did it a certain way and how the Thunder model, they were the youngest team ever to win it. And if some guys on the Pistons could take a leap, like a guy like a Jalen Williams.
Oh, yeah, you mean Jalen Williams, who walked in the league and was second in Rookie of the Year and immediately a superstar?
Yeah.
You mean that type of leap? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, more like, so. Yeah.
Okay.
It was Ivy coming back.
A lot more than I do.
Yeah.
I
don't understand Jim's take there, but that's okay. Look, bottom line, I think comping it to OKC is faulty.
They got Jalen and SGA in a trade.
Yeah, well, first of all, they have an MVP. We don't. Second of all, they have Jalen Williams, who's an all-NBA type player. We don't have that as a Robin. They have Chet Holmgren. We don't have that.
Yes.
But by the way, they have 8 billion first-round picks. Literally 8 billion of them. Yeah. I mean, Nikola Topic, who they drafted last year, didn't even come over this year. He's like a 7-foot-tall point guard. Look, Sam Presti is a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like the modern-day version of what San Antonio used to do, where they would just have all of these picks and really didn't need him for a while. So why don't you go over to Europe, get better, and then come over here, and we'll just implement you into our lineup. But, yeah, I heard that this morning. And like I said, a lot of it was maybe you stick with your young guys. Maybe a Jaden Ivey coming back helps you.
Okay,
it's,
and if
it's
it doesn't,
all the young pieces that you have.
And if it doesn't, did they have that discussion?
No.
Oh, okay.
But the thing that really bothers me, and you touched upon that, is maybe it's just because – yeah, your owner comes out and really kind of set the bar low. Wasn't, hey, we're going to win that title. Hey, we're going to win a series.
It's just crazy in this town is I could make a case all 4 teams are primed to have real explosive off seasons. Lions chose not to. Tigers, it's TBA, right? Their trade deadline is over a month away.
Scott Harris talked a good talk. Let's see if he matches it.
Yeah, and look, the Tigers have earned the right to do it. Is if you think they're going to win the AL, yeah, you should. For Wings and Pistons, it is bizarre to me how there's this, I don't know, this other side of like, no, we can't do anything. Why? Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, again, I'm not piling on the Wings because we're doing a Pistons segment, but like, hey, Steve, the offseason has started. Going to buy anybody out?
Yeah.
Going to make a move?
For me, this is going to be Trajan's really first offseason doing. I want to wait to see what he's going to do. Like I said, the Zion thing is going to tell me a lot of how he feels about him.
And that's just because Joe asked me, who do you like? I'm going to tell you who I like.
I don't think New Orleans wants him there. And if you make a nice deal for him, done. Gone. You don't have to break the bank. And it's almost to be a win-win because you won't have to lose a lot of your young players. And I think Bickerstaff can get Zion in line And as you said, he'll have a team around him. He'll have a plan around him.
There's never been structure in New Orleans. No. It's always been a bit of a free-for-all. I think you come here, there's going to be certain things expected. Look, I don't care if they don't trade for him, they don't trade for him. For someone.
It's almost like they were like a minor league team that you just wait to get good, and then you get traded off to a better team.
Not far off, man. They shouldn't be a franchise, but that's a different conversation for a different day. David, a couple of ticket texts, then we'll get more to callers.
Someone's saying, I agree with Mike and Rico. Pistons need to make a splash this offseason. Same thing with the Red Wings. That is Todd in a car.
Yeah, the Red Wings, we're going to get to later in the show, but I'm not worried. I just have very limited expectations, I guess. I'm that soured on them.
Pistons have to make some moves. The only contenders in the East now are Cleveland and New York, and they may make some trades and be different. Maybe Orlando is better than you if they take the next step.
I think Orlando
we could be better than them.
Orlando is because, again, their big three played 92 total minutes together. And you've added Desmond Bain. You got rid of a terrible contract in KCP. Cole Anthony can easily be replaced. I mean, you have four of your starting five are just really, really good players. They play great defense. And Bain is a knockdown three-point shooter on a team that could not shoot the three. It's very impactful. But, hey, we got our guys. Bobby Clintman, 2029. I mean, it just...
No, I understand. And it, look, we've said it before. This is wide open. This is your opportunity. This is your chance. A lot of people in the East have gone down. You haven't had those type of injuries. Take advantage of that and make that move. Because right now, according to Vegas, you're the seventh best team in the East.
16th in basketball. But maybe under the Detroit sign, it could say Detroit and in cursive, run it back, y'all. That just feels like what we do. Just run it back. We got our guys. Do you?
Play the kids.
Okay. You know, I'm not responding. I'm not taking your... That is too early in the week for this. 97-1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
David, a couple ticket texts. We'll get to the people. 4 o'clock, Kenny is back. And we had a run-in with a couple of Wings callers last week. But look, the off-season is happening in real time. Trades, buyouts, different things. Let's check in on the Red Wings. But it's more about, I want to know what Kenny wants to happen versus what he thinks will happen. And there was a trade that took place, which is like my wheelhouse, the buy low candidate. Like, I like risk it, biscuit. Because there are so few trades are low risk, high reward. And you pay through the nose for those. What are the trades you got to make to dig yourself out of a hole? You got to take a swing.
Right.
Well, there was a swing trade today, and I want to get Kenny's opinion on some. So 4 o'clock, we'll kind of dabble.
Okay.
You know, we're just a couple of doorknobs when it comes to hockey.
Don't know.
Thank God Jesus on Ice is back. Kenny Cott rejoins the program. David, a couple ticket texts. I'll get to the callers.
Mike Rico, I really want the Pistons to trade for Derek White. But with all the injuries in the East, I think Trajan is going to realize that and say a healthy Pistons team will be good enough to run it back.
That's what I think
is going to happen. That is from Marlon in Walt Lake.
It's the Kenny Cott question. What do you want versus what you're going to get? Oh, I agree with them.
OKC, so you know they are going to do the Detroit way. Quote unquote, don't leverage the future for now. And quote unquote, don't block the kids. It's what we do. The Wings, the Tigers, the Pistons, the Lions. It's what we do here in Detroit. That'll happen again with the Pistons.
It's just a false equivalency because Jaden Ivey is not Jalen Williams. And I'm sorry, but Cade Cunningham's not SGA.
No, and OKC used all of those draft picks to make trades to get to where they are. I think that's what people fail to realize.
And they made shrewd moves. Like they Alex did. Caruso's not a star, but is Caruso a pain in the ass to play against and a winner and a guy who now, by the way, has two rings? Like, it's just a false equivalency, man. Like, it's just let people delude themselves. Go ahead. Do it the OKC.
No, I'm just for everybody who says that, SGA was not drafted by them.
Oops. Go to Jerry 97.1. What's up, Jer?
Hey, afternoon, guys. Kudos on the Langford validation with ESPN there, Mike.
Jerry, it was a nice little way to start the week, buddy.
I read that and I thought, oh, Mike's going to be happy for at least a minute.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Mike is having his own personal one shining moment.
It's okay. Clark's going to be amazing in 28.
Another thing with that trade with Houston is it kind of validates Rieger always thought we should have took Green, which obviously that's not true, right?
Correct.
They traded him away.
I forgot about that, Jerry. He was a Jalen Green truther.
He's bringing up all season.
Yeah, how'd that work?
I think they need to do something. I'm glad they dodged the Durant bullet. But I think either Williamson or White, and I'd love to sign Turner from Indy. I think that'd be a really good improvement. And don't re-sign all those other people. I think we should just bring back the couple hurt guys.
But here's the thing.
Maybe easily?
This is something you got to be careful of. And look, Jerry, I'm not ripping it. It's like the Miles Turner thing is a case in point. And I did the same thing about Naz Reid. What you do in the playoffs, once you become a playoff team, when you start wanting to acquire players, all right, what you do in the playoffs is going to be a part of your story. Did Miles Turner play in the finals or did I miss it? Because he was largely bad. So that's,
was he? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, barely averaged 11 a night. And I mean, look, it's the same thing with the Naz Reid thing. Career through about 20 playoff games. Naz Reid's a 10-point a night guy. So yeah, Jerry.
I just want a modern big somehow.
I know you do.
Because Jerry, I think what Mike is trying to say, and I don't mean to speak for you, but you want somebody who can step in at any moment and give you 20, 25 points in case Cade is having an off night.
Yes.
Or heaven forbid, Cade is on and this guy is on as well.
I'm looking for a fourth quarter player.
Yes.
That's the best way I put it. And Jerry, listen.
10 points is not moving the needle.
If I were in the market for my third best guy, I think a Miles Turner could fit that. But I'm not in the market for my third best guy. Because you know what I'd like? I'd like Jaden Ivey to be my three. I'd like Ivey to be my third best player. Cade, Dark Man, Ivy. That, then we're talking about winning the East.
Yeah, Ivy or Ron Holland develops over the summer.
But again, here's the how much development now? He'd have to have the magic star from Mario Brothers to come back and be a 25-point guy this year. You know what I'm saying. I like Ron Holland. I'm excited we have him.
I guess I'm saying maybe by the time the playoffs come around, now all of a sudden.
He'll be ready right around when Max Clark is. So. Let's go to Robert, 97-1.
Take that victory.
Robert, what's going on?
I think Cookie speaks for a lot of, I would say, 2 out of 3 Detroit fans, because I remember once upon a time, the Tigers for the trade deadline used to be the number one thing you talk about. And now it's like, oh, we can't trade McGonagall. We can't trade, you know, Clark. What is wrong with taking a few of your war chests and actually getting somebody? Because you can't sign all of them. Correct. Ivy's up for a 32 deal. Durin's up for 25, I believe. And then you'll have to pay Ron Holland. He'll probably be around 30 plus.
What about Assur?
So, Assur, yep, he's up for 30. So, I mean, add that together. I mean, you're almost at 150 without even your role players. So you need to trade some of those just to get the money to match up. And then you're going to get people saying, hey, I'll do the Antonio McDice. And, hey, I could get more money, but I want to win a championship.
Well, and that's the whole point, is I'm not asking them to upend the apple cart. I'm asking, basically, Trajan, back the horses you think are going to win, get rid of everybody else, and let's take a step forward. I don't know why this town is so hesitant. I don't know what the problem is. It's a very weird place to be. But the bottom line is, you're starting Cade's contract this year. It's game on. Cade is now a 50. Hold on 1 second. Robert, what fans have to realize is, yes, the cap goes up. Do you know what percentage of the cap Cade Cunningham will take this coming season?
Probably 35.
30.
Okay.
It starts now. So that whole idea is, Robert, all these, well, let's just let it percolate. Well, guys, you're on a countdown clock. In today's NBA, there's absolutely no guarantee you get to hold on to your star beyond a certain point. And if Cade hits all NBA, Robert, you know what's coming. It's what the Celtics are dealing with. You're going to end up paying Cade by the time the deal gets signed, $65-70 a year. Mm-hmm. So it's go time. The contract starts now, so does your window. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. I mean, it's wild to me, the whole, well, let's just let it simmer. You know what? This is the thing. The town lacks urgency, and I've never figured it out. The Tigers haven't won a World Series in 41 years. Right? Mm-hmm. The Lions haven't won a Super Bowl in infinity. Mm-hmm. The Pistons haven't won a title in 21 years. And the Red Wings are in the longest playoff drought of their storied franchise history. And we are approaching, not quite, well, we're at 15 years since they won a cup. Mm-hmm. Rico, there's no urgency in this town.
No.
And it's weird.
It's because it's almost, we want to win with our guys. We want to prove the world like we have. And I do wonder, maybe, and maybe this is just wild speculation on my part, but has the Lions' success kind of tainted how people see how it should be done? Because they've drafted these guys, the guys have developed. And,
I'm sorry, what have they won?
You know what, David? I'll stand
down. Not against you, no, Rico.
David, it's I'll just stand down. David's taking you to 6. I'll stand down. 97-1.
Oh, my. All right. What a segue. Northville Lumber, because David just took a 2x4 to Rico's ass. All right. Touch table on some football. David, music that'll tell us where we are.
I gave you the offensive players in the NFL's quarter century team.
Okay.
Let's go over to the defensive side of the ball, gentlemen.
Sure. We starting on the D-line?
Yeah, you're starting on the D-line. Let's go with the defensive tackles. Defensive tackles, they have three.
Three?
Three.
For a quarter of a century.
Defensive tackles.
Got to be Aaron Donald. He has to be on this list.
Yeah, he's first ballot Hall of Famer. No question. That one's easy. Okay. Did our man make the list?
Who's that?
Mr. Ndamukong Suh.
He did not make the list. No, he didn't even make the practice squad.
Okay, listen, I had to ask. He had a couple of very dominant seasons.
He did.
Aaron Donald-like dominant seasons. But he did. He tapered off quick. You know, Miami, Tampa, none of it. He tapered. I had to ask. Go ahead. David, it's live radio. Speaking is part of the job description.
Yeah, just give it to us.
One is a man of the year.
And not J.J. Watt.
Well, J.J. Watt did make the list, but not at defensive tackle.
No, exactly. He's not so like man. But of the
he
year.
Made it as he made and it as Hayward. A yeah as on the edge
guy, yes. Stand up guy.
So he's there.
So Cam Hayward is what you're saying.
Hayward made it as an honorable mention. Oh. Calais Campbell.
Oh, good one.
And one that's currently playing, Chris Jones. Nose tackle. There was only one.
Vince Wilfork.
There you go.
Guy wore overalls to games.
Yes.
That's a power look.
No shirt. All right.
It's a really good look.
Your edge rushers, you already got J.J. Watt.
What about T.J. Watt?
No.
Okay.
Dwight Freeney.
No. Whoa.
David in the Wayback Machine right there. Good for you. Von Miller.
Von Miller, no.
Okay, I'm done. Figure it out.
You want DeMarcus Ware?
But Von Miller doesn't make it.
Wow.
Jared Allen.
Oh, my dear God. Yeah, that I would have needed a minute. That feels like two lifetimes ago.
Miles Garrett.
Yes.
Okay.
Julius Peppers.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. T.J. Watt did make the honorable mention. He made honorable mention. Mike, you want to take a guess on the other person who made honorable mention? I'm asking you. Think about it. That's a clue.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to let him have it, though, but.
I mean, it can't be. What, Strahan? Are you kidding me?
Yes. Well, he is, what, the sacks leader?
Yeah, except if you needed him in the fourth quarter.
Didn't ask you for all of that. So, just saying.
I'm sorry.
All right. Your linebackers. I think the first one's going to be very easy. Yes. Women.
Hold on. There you go. Thanks, right. Doug.
Who else we got for linebackers?
What is that?
Oh, Kenny.
Brian Urlacher.
Yes, Kenny. It's going off the rails fast.
No, it's not. Doug said it, but we added the Ray Lewis ending because it was more funny. All right, other linebackers.
We got Urlacher. We got Ray Lewis. We got
middle linebackers only?
Just linebackers in general.
Patrick Willis.
Stud.
No.
Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly is there.
All right. I'm redeeming myself. Bruschi.
Who?
Teddy Bruschi.
No.
No, this isn't a list for terrible television hosts.
Yeah, we got two more.
Hints. That's how this works.
Bobby Wagner.
Yes.
Nice. Good job by you.
The other.
Give me a hint.
Plays in the South. Plays in Florida.
Wait a minute. Go ahead. Kenny Cott rang in.
Levante David.
Yep. Practice squad.
You're lucky I'm nice.
Practice squad player I thought should have been on the list. Kansas City Chief.
Derek Brooks?
No. Derek Brooks, he died.
That's why I was like, Derek Brooks. Like,
I said, I thought he should. He was on the practice squad player.
Wait a minute. Derek Brooks.
Made the list.
The guy who died in a car accident.
Yes. He's on the list.
How? Wait a minute. What year did he get? Did he get in that car wreck?
It was in the, I don't know.
Or are you talking Derek Brooks like from the Bucks?
Hold on.
Because the Derek.
I'm thinking Derek Thomas.
Oh,
we're thinking Derek
Thomas died. Yeah. I'd like to announce Derek Brooks is alive. Got him twisted
got
up.
It. Yes.
Sorry.
I did too.
Yes, right. Derek
yes.
Brooks.
Yes.
Derek
okay.
Thomas, not 2000 and not alive.
Okay.
Does not qualify.
Your honorable mention. Hold on. You made me look this up.
I'm sorry.
No. Mike, you're fine.
Is Zach Thomas honorable mention?
He was 90s.
He was not honorable mention, David. Honorable mention for linebackers is, hold on, sorry. Okay. Mike, I had to look this up because you said, we got Brooks. Okay, Brooks was the honorable mention.
Okay.
Let's go to corners.
Peanut Tillman.
No.
What?
Revis Island. Yes.
CB1. Revis Island.
What? Why are you upset?
David is quitting now, is what he was just told.
He's had enough.
Give me Richard Sherman. He's
gotta be Richard Sherman. Yes.
Wow. Legion of Boom.
Just keep it.
Go ahead, Kenny. Go back to back. Rifle another bet through the window.
Champ Bailey.
All right. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Charles Woodson.
He was a safety.
He was a safety, David.
They put him at corner when he started his career.
Yeah, and they moved him to safety.
And you know what, David? Because you need this, he made honorable mention safety.
Because you need this.
How is Charles Tillman not on this list?
Because it's not a list for all-time fumble causers. It's an all-time corner list.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Not in my book, he's not, because he created the punch technique, and now nobody tackles anybody anymore.
They all just punch.
It's all Apollo Creed left and right every time.
All right, one had a twin, one just retired, and the other is still in the league.
One had a twin.
Mm-hmm. Rondé Barber.
Okay.
I think one just retired.
And one was what?
One is still playing, but maybe looking for a new team.
Jalen Ramsey.
Honorable mention.
I don't like that selection. Okay.
Patrick Peterson.
Oh, good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Is that okay, David?
No.
Okay.
You're really upset by this Charles Tillman omission.
Special team player. I think we all know
Devin Hester.
There we go.
Yeah. Not like he returned a missed field goal for a touchdown against my team.
And let's go with safety. We already have the honorable mention.
Hold on. Let's go to David. I hear he's got a good answer.
I'm good.
David had Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson made the practice squad. There's four.
Troy Polamalu.
Yes, David.
Sean Taylor.
No.
He was phenomenal. He died.
He was.
All right. Kenny?
Ed Reed?
Yeah, that was the easiest one right there.
Troy Polamalu was the easy one.
Actually, it wasn't. But I'll give it to you, David, because you need this right now.
He does. Bad enough he's dressed like Kenny today.
All right.
All right, go. Give us hints.
Eagle? One was an Eagle?
Eagle safety.
Dawkins.
Yes.
Yes.
Never forget the Jeremy Shockey play against Dawkins. All right, go ahead.
Other, I believe,
would he be a Patriot?
No, he was a Seahawk and a Raven.
Oh, Earl Thomas.
Yes.
Also, quarter century team for the strangest marital situation ever. Don't read those articles.
Okay, we can't say it publicly.
No, I just choose. We're up against it.
Okay.
And I'm leaving it alone.
That's true.
That was a very strange story a few years ago, and we'll leave it there.
All NFL quarter century defensive team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.